This is Queer Noise, a podcast by CITR's LGBTQ plus collective.
This podcast is part of our coming out series shared by our collective members.
What I would title this little story would be like wake up, like a wake up call. Hello. I remember going to the movie theater when I was like five and like it was Peter Pan, but it was the live action version. Mm-hmm. I was like, Wendy? Peter Pan though? He had like half his shirt off. I was like an awakening for me. But then I was like, no. I just want to be Peter Pan. He has really nice hair. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I felt throughout high school it was similar like that. I was like, that dude, good style. I want it. That's what it is. I like his style.
Is that?
But embarrassingly, what woke me up was watching the movie Love, Simon. Near the end of grade 12, about a year and a half ago, and I was watching Love, Simon in my bed, and I remember just sitting there like, I need to stop procrastinating. I need to just like wake up. This is a real thing. Let's wake up. Let's experience what you're feeling. And so then it was first coming out to myself, so it was just accepting and understanding. And so when I first watched the movie, I was like, okay, that's it. Like, I'm gay. Like, I'm into guys. I need, you know, stop pretending. And then I then had a huge crush on a girl in my class. And I was like, okay, you know what? I need to really, like, revisit this. And then I realized that identity is, it doesn't need to be labeled so specifically. So for people who ask, I can say bisexual, but I think that that's a very limiting term in my opinion. And so I just think queer. It's hard for my parents to understand. When they grew up, they saw the gay kid in their school, like, get thrown in the trash can, like, the typical bully experience. But, and so I think also part of me not coming out to myself was self-protection in high school. I think as somebody who was bullied and I was, I think I had, like, it didn't really make a difference if I was out or not. Everyone knew I was, like, into guys before I was. So I think, like, I faced the worst of it, or I faced the worst of it already. I remember my younger brother actually came out before I did. So it was like, yeah, I'll take out the garbage. Also, by the way, I'm also into guys. Is that recycling or garbage, Mom? She was like, well, what? And so for her, I think I had to help her. I hate using the word stomach, but it was really accepting that. For her, there were some big concerns. Like one, she... all of her friends in her 20s were these beautiful gay men, and they all were fitness instructors together, which is kind of funny. But she saw a lot of them suffer from and pass away during the AIDS crisis. And so for her, there was a lot of fear there. And she also, because she was so close with them, experienced the discrimination and the violence that they faced with them. And so she was, that's the last thing she wants for her children is to have people and have them in that place of powerlessness, I would say. For her, it also, that was a big concern, was our safety and our health. And also it was the, she had a lot of the stereotypical misconceptions about bisexuality. Oh, you just want to date everyone. Oh, you're, means you're just too sexual. You can't, oh, you're going to date two people at once. What does that mean? So anyhow, so he came out a few months before I did, and he's younger than I am. And then I remember watching the movie and then going, alrighty. So I came out to one of my friends, and then I had to come out to her. I wanted to come out to her. I wanted to be open with her because I felt like there was a wedge growing between our relationship. And so that experience, it was right before I left for college and I was living on campus. So I just said, you have to accept whatever I say. And yes, I'm also into guys, both of your sons, like a little bit of everything. And I was just like, it's more love that I have to give to people. It does. I'd already helped her work through a lot of the misconceptions with my younger brother. And so she had already sort of accepted that. And I said, if your response is anything but positive, I want to let you know that my friends are giving me more love than you are right now. And she is somebody who loves me and my brother so, so much. And so I just said, this is not about you. And I think that was, I don't want to say that was selfish of me, but it really was not. I had to work through that afterwards and a lot of resentment that I held for no reason, because she's a very supportive person, but she needed her own time as well. when I was first going through this questioning and understanding myself and then first being open, I think it was really helpful. I was actually talking to a boy at this point online, and then we ended up going on some dates. And so it was before I had even come out to some of my friends and my family. It was almost like a, like, I remember going over to his house one time, and it was fun because I lived in the suburb and he lived in the city, and I got to drive in. He was this, like, beautiful man. I was just like, hey. And he was also, I feel like at that point, I don't want to identify it. Like, I wouldn't say I was closeted. I'd just say I was in the process of opening the door. And so I think he was the same way. And so it was kind of exciting to just feel validated that as I was there, and I'd, like, I don't know, you know, I was like, wow, kissing this boy feels right. I feel good about this. And so I think I felt pretty supported as well when I started coming out to my friends. And I'd be like, hey, guess who I've been seeing? And they're like, oh, who is she? And I'm like, it's a dude, and that's what he looks like. And they're like, hey. And so I felt like it was all sort of exciting. Since coming out was a lot of my, I don't want to say insecurities, I feel like in high school I was labeled as that kid because I didn't necessarily subscribe to typical masculinity standards. I think, I don't know, I was always just like, I'm going to wear what I want to wear, and I'm going to just act the way I'm going to act, and I'm going to be friends with these people. And at a certain point, people stopped. I can't speak on behalf of other people, but I felt like the attitudes they held towards me went from negative or judgment to just sort of like respect. Like, this kid is just doing what he wants to do. And so I found since coming out and just like accepting like who I am and being open about it, it's just sort of been like, yeah, this is who I am. And I've been able to own a lot of different parts of my life because I'm not really shoving anything down. And I, I feel like I've opened a lot of doors for myself and self-discovery. And then it's always, now that I feel like I've opened this up, then I can just ask myself a lot of questions and at times play the role of therapist for myself and just, why do I do this? Like, why do I? And I feel like if I was still closeted, I would just be hiding that part of myself away. And so I think, yeah, it's the biggest difference has been I've been able to discover different parts of myself unrelated to sexuality. When I came to college, I mean, knock on wood, but I have had really, really amazing responses. And the one thing that I was concerned about is that straight men would feel uncomfortable, because I think that there's a lot of misconceptions. I think a lot of queer people find that. And from the people who I've associated with and been friends with, they've been nothing but supportive. And every time I like walk by an ex, they'll be like, ooh. And I'm like, I don't know, that's kind of cool. I'm like, I get to be the bro experience, except I'm also into bros. So it's not so typical. So I feel lucky. Yeah. I would just say that it's okay to question. I think everybody, no matter what their identity is, has questions at some point. And anybody who hasn't is lying or is suffering from toxic masculinity. And I think that there are places that will be supportive of you. And I think finding good friends who will be supportive, and even friends who you think will be supportive and they're not, that is a difficult time. But there are people who love you no matter what. And those people may not be the ones that you think right now. In your questioning, when you come out, you may be surprised and disappointed and heartbroken by some answers. But that's showbiz, baby. I think really just knowing in your heart that you're valid, and knowing that whatever identity that you want to go by right now is whatever you say it is, and it can change. And just be open. Be open to yourself. Be open to others. And life will be a better life will be better for everyone.
Featured in this podcast is Ethan in conversation with MJ. Edited by Moe Yang and Alex DeBoer. The music in the introduction and credits is by the band Away, and the song is called Flowers. Thank you for listening. Thank you to the Community Radio Fund of Canada for making this podcast possible.